Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, everybody. So we're going to be looking this morning at this whole thing about tap training and all the rest of it. Now, I've just been thinking about taps and water and all the rest of it, and this is an amazing display at the front that fantastic ladies Ruth, Margaret and Penny did this. Give them a round of applause because it's absolutely beautiful. The river, look, see how the river cascading down the river. And I just love the fact that they've also got the idea about buckets and water flowing out and all the stuff flowing out from there. Absolutely brilliant. But this coronavirus that's come and hit us and hit all over the world is like something that's taken away a defense, a strength, a comfort for us. This is why I've got this wall here this morning. Because walls are a really helpful place. They provide strength, don't they? They provide a boundary. They provide defense. But what's happened for so many people across the whole world is that wall has gone, hasn't it? That wall's been knocked over. Who'd like to knock over my wall this morning? Yeah, come on up. All three of you, come on up. Come on, come on, come. Come round the back. Come round the back. Don't knock it till I say yes. Okay. Ready? One. Two, three, push. Hey, brilliant, lovely. Go back, sit down again. That's, in a sense, what happened in so many communities. They have knocked the wall down. It's been absolutely awful. They've lost protection, and the virus is ripping through communities in places, particularly in the developing world, and giving to support tap twinning and education in the developing world enables people to actually be safer for much better hygiene. It's a very simple thing. In our reading, I love the fact that Isaiah, the great prophet Isaiah, he said this. He said, we are to be people that stop walls being knocked down. He said, feed the hungry, help those in trouble. And we're also, he says, we're to promote goodness, not bad things. He wrote this. He said, your light will shine out from the darkness. There's darkness around us, and we're meant to be lights in the darkness. And he also said that we were to be repairers and restorers. He said, you will be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. So what I'd like to do is say to the three of you again, guys, could you rebuild my wall? So we can talk about rebuilding walls, because this gets more difficult now. The first thing about a rebuilding wall is a T for a tap, yeah? The rebuilding will be through us. Isaiah realized that it was us who had to be the people who fed the hungry and took the yoke off people. That's the first thing. Secondly, we're to be against all the bad things in this world, all the evil things in this world. We're to be against, that's really good, guys, thank you, against those sort of things. And we are to be promoters of good things in the world. So you do end up with a T, an A, and a P. Can you see that? Tap reminds you that God works through us against evil to promote good. And tap twinning today, our Harvest Thanksgiving, is a way we can help others. So God works through us against evil and promotes good. And we rebuild walls like this again, which are far better, keeping viruses out and so forth. And Min Min is going to help us think about that now and help us enjoy a bit of tippy-tappy work as well. Min Min. Yes, we shall.